Hey, Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It is time to cast off works of darkness.
Well, here we go again. It is time. Thank God it's time. It's always time. That's why we call it. It is time. It's time to put on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of the gospel, the belt of peace, and the whole armor of God, and bring forth a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our lives. It is time. You know, it's not time to postpone anything. This is the Super Bowl. It's moving. the kickoff has been made, and we are playing in live time right now. And it's time, really, you know, to just blow the trumpet and wake up the troops and say, hey, come on, it's time to wake up unto righteousness and serve the Lord and do something great in the kingdom of God. So get out of your stupor, out of your sleep, and let's do something that God can be proud of, because His Holy Spirit is working on the inside of us. And He's blowing that trumpet and saying, you know what? I can do all things through you. Yeah. So now you can say you can do all things through Christ. The Holy Spirit is here and He's available. My name's Ed Gutfeld. We're glad that you're with us. It is time. This is a broadcast that we do, a radio-style podcast that is geared towards bringing forth truth in a clarified way and using kind of different media as well and trying to get things, you know, bringing things together. It may be just a different way, but certainly the gospel way. It is truth unveiled by the Spirit of God, and it's revelation that is helping us live upright for God. You know, I heard something recently. My wife played for me a clip of Billy Graham, and it was very powerful. It was a clip that had been done back in 1980. And it was so beautiful because the gospel's for every generation. It's for every time, every season. It never fades out. It never goes away. And so I thought we would go ahead and start our program today by playing that and bless you. And so let's give a listen. This is Billy Graham back in 1980.
We're in a world of change. Millions of dollars are being spent every day on psychologists and psychiatrists by people who want to change their behavior, or on cosmetic surgery by people who want to change their looks. They want to think differently, look differently, act differently, and be different. They want to change. God says there's going to come a time when I will overturn, I will overturn, I'll overturn it. God can overturn your life also, right now, if you would let Him. He can change your life. He can make you different. Jesus said our problems come from within. Your problems are not without. It's not the environment of your home or the neighborhood you live in or any of those other things. The basic problem is in your heart. And it cannot be solved by these superficial remedies that we bring, like alcohol or drugs or something else. It's solved by a revolution that God brings. I will overturn it, He says. I will change you if you will let me.
That's God. Right. It says, you know, out of the heart of man proceeds the things that are detrimental to us. You know, they were talking to Jesus, and so Jesus said, are you without understanding? This is in Matthew chapter 15. Do you not understand that whatsoever enters into the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. You know, a lot of religious people are so hung up on food and diet and so forth. And these things surely are important to us as far as our health is concerned, but not for our religious and our spiritual well-being. He said that it's not that which goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. And his disciples said, "Hey, Lord, you know, you offended people by saying this. Don't you know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard these sayings? Because, you know, they have these great, wonderful laws that they live by." And Jesus answered, he said, "Every plant which my Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall into a ditch. They have no desire to hear what I'm saying." And Lord said, he says, "Lord, declare unto us." And he said, "Don't you have understanding? It's not that which goes into a man. Don't you understand that whatsoever a man eats in at the mouth, it goes into the belly and it's cast out? But those things which proceed out of the mouth, they come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies." He said, "These are the things that defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man." And you know, in our day and hour in which we live, people will fight you on that one. And they're far more adamant about eating organic foods than they are watching over their soul and watching over their heart. You know, Ezekiel 36:26, God says, "I'm going to give you a new heart. Instead of a heart of stone, I'm going to give you a heart of flesh." You know, we need a new heart. We need to be born of the Spirit. And so, you know, all the cosmetic surgery, all the changing of this, and, you know, trying to get our identification being this way, that way, the other way, and identifying with this, that, and the other, these are all changes that mankind wants to make. But, you know, when you have a beautiful heart, you're a beautiful person that way. That's what counts. And that's what causes people to live soberly. And that's what causes life to be something beautiful and something wonderful. God wants to give us a new heart, and he's the only one that can do it to change our life. And this is a song by Dion, and it's called "Hearts Made of Stone." God can give us a new birth and give us a brand new heart.
Thought you were king of the mountaintop, master of your fate. Why should you ever stop? You didn't need any guidance for your life. You knew it all somehow. You were part of the me generation. No one mattered to you. A true sensation. You spoke but really never listened. Around you was a wall. Then you cried one day. Guess you died one day. Enjoy. You were freed that day, became his seed that day. With his precious Holy Spirit, you were sealed that day. He revealed that day that he was the way.
Hearts made of stone, that's Dion. And God can do a mighty thing by his Spirit to our heart. And our hearts, you know, they want to be recognized. We want to seek after things that make us comfortable. Our hearts want to rule and reign only where God can rule and reign. And a wild heart will just seek its own dominion. And it takes a loving God to come and find us. It takes a loving God to come and say, where are you? What are you doing? And then find us. And the Bible said Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. And you can hide, but you can't hide from God. And I love this song by Don Francisco. It's an older song, but it speaks of God seeking us out. We're talking about salvation today, and God seeks us out. He wants to find us. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He loves us.
Unashamed and naked in a garden that has never seen the rain. Rulers of a kingdom full of joy, never marred by any pain. The morning all around them seems to celebrate the life they've just begun. And in the majesty of innocence, the king and queen come walking in the sun. But the master of deception now begins with his dissection of the word. With all his craft and subtlety, the serpent twists the simple truth they've heard. While hanging in the balance is a world that has been placed at their command. And all their unborn children die as both of them bow down to Satan's hand. Are the only crop his struggles ever yield. He eats his meals in sorrow till he sinks into the dust whence he came. But all down through the ages, he can hear his Maker calling out his name.
Thank you, Lord. That's Adam, Where Are You? By Don Francisco. And that's how much God loves us. He loves us to come and find us. He loves us to come and seek and save that which is lost. The scripture said, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, healed, delivered, made whole. But he says, how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, people think that preaching is an archaic thing. It's just an old time. It's what they did back in the old, you know, olden days. We preached the gospel. Now we're all enlightened people, and this is a new age, a new dawn, a new era. We don't need preachers anymore. We've all become so enlightened because we've all, you know, have gotten in tune with nature and so forth. But see, it's out of the heart that comes these evil things. So God's after our heart, to change our heart. And you can stand next to a redwood tree all day and appreciate its beauty. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth showeth forth his handiwork. That's what the book of Psalms says. So yeah, you can get a revelation of God's handiwork in creation. Sure you can. Just as if I made a beautiful house and you looked at it, you wouldn't be looking at the house. You'd just say, wow, look what Eddie did. Eddie made that house. That's kind of incredible. That shows what. But if I made an old shanty and was real proud of it and called everybody over to look at it, you go, that's what Eddie made. Oh my gosh! And so the glory of that house has to do with my handiwork, whether it's good or bad. Well, when we look at creation, we say, man, God is amazing. Just look at what he's done, and. Even though we've polluted it to a certain extent, and those things are important to treat them properly, treat creation properly, you can't make a religion out of it. It doesn't make you a more spiritual person. It makes you a better gardener is what it makes you. You take care of the garden, but it doesn't make you spiritual. Spiritual things come from God himself. But he said, how shall they believe unless a preacher's sent? So God's word comes forth in revelation form, but it comes through preaching. And so the preaching of the cross is really what it's all about. And the scripture talks about the fact that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And salvation comes through the preaching of the cross. And we need to hear about the wonderful cross of the Lord. We need to hear about how the beauty and the fragrance of Christ comes forth. when we hear about what happened on that cross. And this is Michael W. Smith. He wrote a wonderful song called The Wonderful Cross. When we look upon that cross and we hear about it, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Our striving ceases, and God imparts to us new life. The wonderful cross. My life, my soul, and my all. That's right. The work of the cross demands everything from us. Why? Because it's true. There's no other way to salvation. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And the scripture says that Jesus made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things back to the Father, by him, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. We were sometimes alienated, enemies in our mind, by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. How did he do that? He did that through the work of the cross. He made peace through the blood of his cross. Colossians 2:14 tells us how he did it. He said he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And then he spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, or in the work of the cross. Therefore, don't let anybody judge you in meat or drink in respect to holy days or new moons or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the substances of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility, worshiping angels and treating into those things which you have not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshy mind. There's so many vainly puffed up, fleshy-minded people today that are experiencing, they preach experiences. And their experiences, and I'm talking about their experiences with New Age type things, with metaphysical things, and whether it's traveling to a certain spot in the world, going to a certain body of water, putting something on your body, all of these things that are, they're vainly puffed up in their fleshy minds. They're vainly puffed up by their fleshy minds. These are just experiences that they can touch, taste, and feel. And if you can touch, taste, and feel it, that's not the foundation for truth. That's in the emotional realm, in the flesh realm. It's what Jesus did when he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. There's the power right there. That's the power of the cross. And man can't do that for himself. No, not at all. It's not enticing words of man's wisdom that brings life differently. Paul said, I don't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I come to you in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And so we preach the gospel. We don't preach ourselves. And we're not preaching with wisdom of words. We're preaching Christ. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So if you want the power of God in your life, you want the work of the cross, you're going to go back and say, Lord, it's what it says in Romans 10, if you'll confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Why? Because what he did on the cross never fails, never gives out. So we come to a place where God's saying, I want you to give me your heart. It's the heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know your own heart except God? So what we do is we say, Lord, I'm not gonna try to, put my body in weird shapes. I'm not gonna try to become one with the atmosphere. I'm not gonna try to drink in all the energy of this earth. Dear Lord, your heart's still wicked, but I want a new heart, God. I want you to give me a new heart. That's what I came here for. That's what I want, God. This is my desire. This is what I long for. I want you to come right now. I invite you to come and do something inside of me that I can't do for myself, that no one can do, that nature can't do it. Nobody can do it. But God Almighty, the living God, can do it. Lord, I give you my heart. I want new life from you, God.
All I have within.
Yes, Lord, have your way in us. Right now we yield to that spirit of worship, that spirit of dedication, consecration. Lord, we give you our hearts. And this is for people, maybe you've been straying away from God. Maybe you just let your heart wander a little bit. But, you know, God wants your heart. He wants you to come back to that place where you're just at home with Jesus. He's at home with you. And just be edified. Let God build you up. Let God do something wonderful in your heart. And let him do something that's so beautiful that you can't do for yourself. You know, that's when you know you've been touched by God, is when you do something that reaches out to God, but you can't do it for yourself. Only God's Spirit can do it for you. Only God's Spirit can do it to you. And so that's what we're opening up to. And that's when you have lasting change. That's when the change you know you have is a change that happens because God has touched your heart and he's given you a heart of worship. Let's go back to a heart of worship.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Every single breath, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my
about Jesus. It's all about him. It's about lifting him up. It's about worshiping his name. You know, it all comes down to it. He either rose from the dead or he didn't. And that's the biggest question we all have to get our wrap our arms around, wrap our hands around, and say, Lord, did you really raise from the dead? Is it all about you, or is it, you know, like somebody said, is it all about the hokey pokey? Well, of course, it's not about the hokey pokey. It's about Jesus. It's about the creator of the universe, and that's our Father. He's the Father of lights, and we want to come back to him and make everything about him again. And that's what we're talking about today, salvation. You know, we as a society seek so many different things to fulfill us. And even those that even know the Lord oftentimes stray because things have such a grip. They're packaged so beautifully and so wonderfully, and they promise so much. But it comes back to a simple thing that when we wait upon the Lord, we renew our strength. We mount up with wings as eagles. We run and we're not weary. We walk and don't faint. It said, even the youth shall utterly faint and fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Just because, you know, it didn't work or it hasn't worked and something is missing, oh, don't stray. Don't go away. Stay where you need to be. And if you wait on the Lord, he'll renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings as eagles. Yes, you'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and not faint, because he is the source of our life. He is the mighty King. And what he gives never runs out. It never fades. It never goes out. It never runs out. Never goes to an end. I love that about the love of God. The Bible said that God's love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I can't find anything that is, renewable resources, you know, energy efficiency, the love of God. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, he bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. It never runs out. It never comes to an end. 1 Corinthians 13 teaches us. And so we have a renewable resource that we don't have to beat everybody else up and make ourselves feel good. And we don't have to put other people down to make us feel good. But the love of God is what makes us feel good. And our Heavenly Father and his realm and his kingdom. And his kingdom is a kingdom that of which there will be no end. That's right. And so when we come back to him in a heart of worship, it's all about him. It's all about him. And that's what we are so pleased to know. And you know, people say, well, why do you have to preach the gospel? You know, you have to preach the gospel. It's because there's an offense, you know, to the gospel. There's an offense to the cross. And Paul says, when the world with all its earthly wisdom failed to perceive and recognize and know how God, by means of its own philosophy, when the world with all its earthly wisdom failed to perceive and recognize and know God, by means of its own philosophy, God, in his wisdom, was pleased through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. Isn't that amazing? God even says himself, I know the world thinks this is silly. And I know that through the world's wisdom, through its own brand of wisdom, which came through the serpent in the garden, and the first philosopher was Satan when he slithered up to Eve and he said, Eve, Eve, you want to eat of this fruit? No, no, no. God said, don't do that. God does know that in the day you eat it, you'll be like him. You see, that was the first naturalist, was Satan. You need this fruit. This is organic fruit. You know, if you wanted to get into real deep stuff, there had been nobody else that tilled that garden up to that point. God put those trees there. This is divine fruit. And so naturally, it would make you wise. Well, you're either wise or otherwise, bubble eyes, you know, and this is otherwise. This is philosophy of the devil. Whatever philosophy is being taught in this world right now didn't come from man. It came from the devil. And so, but he says, hey, God's telling us, he said, I know that the earth in its worldly wisdom, its earthly wisdom failed to perceive and recognize and know God. So how did it do that? By means of its own philosophy. But God was pleased that through the foolishness of preaching, those who would believe would be saved. And I think that's amazing, because God is an amazing God. I love something Reinhard Bonnke talks about. And they asked him, you know, why do you preach so much? And you preach so loud and you're so strong. Listen to this. You'll just really enjoy this. And the song that follows it is Jesus Saves.
They say when you preach in Germany, don't preach so loud. We are not deaf, you know. I said, but when I see how Satan torments the German people, when I see how he destroys our young people with drugs and with sexual perversions, the worst of it all, I cannot purr like a kitten. And I cannot coo like a dove, but I want to roar like a lion. Let the nation hear it. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
That's why we preach. That's why we preach. So people can be saved. We want to roar like a lion. The message of the cross. The message of salvation, the message of God's grace. We can't purr like a kitten, we can't coo like a dove, but we must roar like lions. Somebody will listen to the good news, and their lives will be changed, saved, and delivered. Thank God, Jesus is the Savior, and He still saves.
Seven news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here, what a joyful.
Jesus saves, raises us.
this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com.
The pages said meet you at the information counter. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
That's okay, that's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
Yeah, we made it back. We hurried and we got there. And I'm glad you're here. And this is Ed Gutfeld. It is time. Our broadcast, our podcast, and the beautiful opportunity to share with you the good news of the gospel. And you know what? You got to hurry. Sometimes you got to hurry and get back in time so that you can give your heart to Christ. And you got to be aware of what God wants from you. And we need to be tuned in such a way that we have not been tuned in before. There's a climate change that needs to happen in the earth. And that's the body of Christ getting stronger and hotter. You know, you don't have to take God's temperature. He's on fire. He's a God of fire. and we shouldn't have to be taking our temperature. The scripture said, I would that you be hot or cold, because the lukewarm are going to be vomited out of his mouth. That's a very, very powerful illustration. And so it's better to be hot than cold. So we might as well be hot. I like what one guy said. He said, Reinhard Bonnke said that the flies do not land on a hot stove. Yeah. So, you know, our life becomes a very powerful witness when the fire's going. Somebody said, well, that brings persecution. Well, you know what? What are we doing anyway if we're not living on fire for God? We're doing something. We're becoming very comfortable in the surrounding around us, which is bringing the earth down and denying the gospel. So we're called to live a higher way, higher thoughts with a mighty God. Our God is a God of miracles. He's still doing miracles. He's changing hearts. We've been talking about giving our heart to God. And if you're a Christian and you're saved, you're on fire, yes, you've already given your heart to God. It belongs to him. But if you're on the fence, we're calling you, come on, give your heart to God. Start over, start fresh. Our God is greater. Our God is mighty. He turned water into wine. He did all these wonderful signs and wonders, and he's still doing them today, by the way. Yes, he is. So let's serve our God. That's what we're going to do. We're going to dedicate the rest of our life to serving our God and serving him with joy and with peace. And this is what we want to do, because our God is greater. Our God is mighty. In the name of Jesus, let's serve our God. And let's thank him that he calls us to a place of standing next to him and ruling and reigning with him. Take up your cross. Follow him. Amen. That's our Jesus we're talking about. That's what we're doing. We're going to walk with him, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of ashes.
He is. That's our God. That's what we're signing up for. That's what we did when we said, Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take over. Fill me with your mighty spirit. And that's what we're signing. Our God is greater. He water, he turned into wine. Out of the darkness, he shines. There's no one like him. There's none like him. There's none like him. You know, when you become a Christian, you begin to walk like this, you're not signing up for religion. You're not shaking a preacher's hand. You're not writing down your name on a, you may do all those things and be thankful for the pastor that you have and the church that you go to and bless that place. Be a great member there. Just be a great member there. Just bring your smile and your radiance of Christ and the fragrance of the Lord to your place of worship and honor it and bring tons of people there and just begin to represent the Lord and pray for the leadership in your church and just begin to bless it. But that's not what saves us. Jesus saves us. He's the Savior of our soul. And that's what we sign up for. And then we get to be involved with all the other kinds of things. But that's, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Him. And it's an endless life. It's an endless love. Let's pray right now. Let's just give our hearts to God. Father, we just dedicate ourselves to You. Just say that out loud. I dedicate myself to You. Lord, receive me. I receive Jesus into my heart. I confess Him as Lord. Lord, You are my Lord. Jesus, You are Lord. Say that out loud. Jesus, You are Lord. You are my Savior. You're my King. I confess You today and receive You into my heart. Amen. If you did that, God's going to take you at your word. You've asked Him in, He'll come in. He said, if you stand at the door, I stand at the door and knock, and any man opens the door, I'll sup with him. He'll sup with me. He's talking primarily to Christians, but that also works for the unsaved too. But if you're a Christian, you haven't been with the Lord, He stands at the door and He knocks. You open that door right now. He comes in and He says, okay, we'll sup together. We'll have fellowship together. And there's an endless love that goes on. Don't think this wears off in 5 years, 10 years. If you stay with the Lord, and you stay with people that are on fire for God, it won't end. Oh no, it's endless. It's an endless walk. It's an endless love. In the name of Jesus, we love Him endlessly, and we thank God. This is a song called Endlessly by the Desperation Band. And it talks about that endless love that we have for the Lord. We love Him endlessly. Let it bless your heart. Let it get inside your pores. Let it affect your walk and your talk and all that you do. In the name of Jesus.
I love You endlessly. you love me. Now I give it back to
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. We give it back to Him. He's our Lord. He's our King. He's our Savior. He's the Great One. He's the Lord of glory. And we give it back to Him. He's the Lord we love endlessly. And He loves us endlessly. You know, God will never fall out of love with you. You can run away from God, but He still loves you, just like the prodigal son of old. And the father was out there waiting for his son to come home, waiting for him every day. And so we need to understand that that's how God is with us. He loves us with an endless love. We've talked about the salvation of the Lord. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time of salvation. Somebody said, when is God saving people? Right now. When is God healing people? Right now. It is time. It's time to hold on to God. And it's time to hold on to the promises of God and to rise up and live strong. Glory to God. You don't have to fall away from God every other month. You don't have to fall away from God every other year. You can walk with God like Enoch. He walked and talked with God. He was not, for God took him. He walked and talked with God for 300 years. We could certainly last throughout our lifetime. With the amount of gospel we have and programs like this and churches that are great around the world and the things that are happening, get involved with something. You know, let me just say this to you. Get involved with something. You can get involved. You can get involved with Team Edify. Call us up and slip us an email, vccmarin@gmail.com, vccmarin@gmail.com. Say, hey, I want to get hooked up with Team Edify. I want to help expand that. Go to your pastor, go to a church and say, hey, I'm signing up. I want to get involved with the things of God. I want to be there. I want to help this thing grow. You got to put your hand to the plow and not turn back. You know, somebody said, well, I'm not sure if I want to put my hand on that plow. Well, there's so many millions of people that have gone on before you. Come on, join the team. Join the team. Get involved. This is Jesus's team. This is His army. This is His church, and that's what we're involved with. Well, my time slipped away, and it's time to close up. It never stops being the time to believe God. That's why we call it, It Is Time. It's time to believe. It's time to keep shouting the victory. Hey, I want to thank Greg Amon for all of his help, and Alan Gutfeld for all the production. You guys are awesome. We love you. And I appreciate everybody that's been praying for us. Some of you have been sending some offerings in. That has been nice and wonderful. Again, our email address is vccmarin@gmail.com, or you can go to edifytoday.com and get in touch with us. It's time to rise up and tell somebody. You got to keep telling it, that it's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Amen. Tell somebody, it is time.